Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
the lights go out,
and we waste some time with Tommy Stinson.
Cool. Idge. It's a nice day on the deck, Patrick.
It's a beautiful day on the deck, Jim. Welcome. Welcome to a new week.
Nice fall day, and yeah. I am drinking, I changed it up a little bit.
I saw that.
Sweetwater Hop Hash.
That's a lovely beer.
You had this before?
I have, and I like it a lot, and I'm going to join you here in a little while.
So, not the all-day IPA,
yep.
The Founders All-Day IPA this time, but in a similar purchasing decision, this one came in a 15-pack instead of a 12-pack.
15-pack, yeah.
That's all you need to grab me. Marketers out there.
Throw in three extra beers and you've got Jim's dollars.
Good stuff.
Lovely.
It is quite good.
Yeah, it's very tasty. Crisp. Refreshing.
And Sweetwater Brewing Company is out of, do you know where?
I don't, but I know they're, I think they're local here. They've got a bunch of restaurants, right? Sweetwater Tavern.
I don't think that's the same company.
Oh,
I don't think. Okay. This is out of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Atlanta, Georgia. Must be a different one.
There's a fish.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me think of Atlanta. I don't know.
Somebody put a straight on the Sweetwater situation out there, folks.
Okay. Yes, please do that. This week, we're going to talk about Perfect Pop, right?
Yeah, I'm excited. We've sort of gathered the contributions to our Perfect Pop theme that have been hanging around social medias, little corners, letters, text messages we've gotten, telegrams.
Hashtag Perfect Pop.
Hashtag Perfect Pop.
We started this off a while ago. We have had several contributions. We have a playlist up on Spotify. If you go to my account, the Jim Lenihan account on Spotify, you'll find it there. Which reminds me, we should introduce ourselves. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Rockin' the Suburbs. And we like this series, Perfect Pop. We like the idea that people can cite a certain song that they think is perfect.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be their favorite song in the world. Just, you know, everybody has those ones you go like, man, that's just perfectly done, right?
There's nothing I can do to improve that.
But you may have several of those, but we just want one from
just
people.
Just give us one.
And so all this week, we're going to highlight mostly listener suggestions.
Yeah.
With a couple of famous celebrity people too,
yeah,
right?
Chiming in, which is always nice.
So let's start with that.
Okay.
Here's our first celebrity contributor, Tommy Stinson. Remember we talked to Tommy back in May?
Yeah, and we put him on the spot and said, give us your perfect pop song, dude.
We did. So you can go back and listen to the interview about his music, but then we also asked this question too, and we've been saving it for the perfect occasion. Okay, then one last thing. We do this thing from time to time on the podcast where we talk about a song that we consider to be a perfect song.
Perfect pop song. Put him on the spot here. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to see.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be necessarily the one you think is the perfect, but just a perfect song.
I got two pop songs.
All right.
Favorite Waste of Time by Marshall Crenshaw is a perfect pop song, I think.
Okay.
As is When the Lights Are Out by Slade.
Okay.
Really great Slade pop song.
And why on each of those?
Just the pop sensibilities that I am just a sucker for are in both of those songs. Great singing, great melody, simple, super simple. Songs are so simple, in fact, that they're very hard to play and very complex. If you can imagine that.
We talked about that with Dave Bianco from Mirai. He was talking about how you got to do the most simplest thing, and that's the hardest thing to do.
Totally
all the time.
Hard. And it's hard to make a great pop song that simple.
Okay, thanks, Tommy.
Tommy is special. He gets two.
He does get two. Which one would you like to hear first, Patrick?
Let's go with the Slade.
All right.
I think people might be less familiar with that.
When the lights out, we'll be singing. Big dream, a pitiful stream. Be warm and willing, better watch where I lean. When you gaze into a crystal ball, you'll see nothing's gonna change at all. You'll see nothing's gonna happen all the night, so please. When the lights are out, when I hear you sigh, let me feel your warmth.
do you know about Slade?
Oh, well, I know a lot about Slade. Right. What a massive band they were. And, you know, classic case, Jim, of a band being really big in another country and never really quite making it in America, right? So over in the UK throughout the mid-70s, this album that this song comes from was a number one album. Many of their singles were number one. They were a massively popular group.
In the UK.
In the UK, right.
The album is Old, New, Borrowed, and Blue.
That is the UK version of the album, right. I believe that on the USLP was titled Clap Your Feet and Stomp Your Hands or something like that.
But okay.
It was similar to what happened with the Beatles. They put out the albums over here with slightly different track listings. They would add some single UK singles that didn't appear on the albums, right, blah, blah, blah. And now a couple interesting things about this song from Slade. One, it's a little lighter than... You're thinking of Mama, We're All Crazy Now, or, you know,
right.
A lot of the Slade hits that are heavy guitar stompers, real glam rock kind of yes. sounding records. And so this one's a little lighter. It's a little bouncier, which makes it really, really cool. The second thing is it's not the classic Slade lead singer, Noddy Holder, singing lead on this one. It's a guy called Jim Lee singing lead. So you get a little different flavor of Slade, and that makes it a really cool song. What I didn't know, and I came across this in my research this week, this was covered by Cheap Trick in 2009.
Well, if you listen to it, that makes sense, right?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And I think Slade, you know, glam rock in general was an influence on Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you could hear that in their sound. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a perfect fit.
But just really quick, one statistic for you on Slade. They were named by British Hit Singles and Albums as the most successful British group of the 1970s based on sales of singles. They had 17 consecutive top 20 hits, which included 6 number ones in the UK.
Wow.
17 in a row that came into the top 20.
They only had a moment in the US in the 80s after the Quiet Riot song.
Unfortunately,
was
a cover. Mm-hmm.
A cover, and I think that might have gone to number one. It was a huge hit.
Right up there.
Come on, mm-hmm. Feel the Noise.
Yeah.
And then, but after that, Slade did have a fairly successful album in the U.S.
They did.
With a song called Run, Run Away. Uh-huh. Do you remember that
song? Yeah, remember that tune? Yeah.
Yes, which is a good little kind of rollicking little song.
Exactly.
You know,
all their stuff is great. I mean, and they moved to the U.S. in the mid to late 70s to try to really, you know, take their career to the next level here, and it never really happened, and the band ended up kind of dissolving. But
this song in particular...
Yep.
Showcases the pop sensibility of Slade, right?
Absolutely. They could toss, you know, ditties like this off in their sleep, and you know, their albums are just packed with all kinds of great stuff. And unfortunately, you can't find them on Spotify. This
No.
is something we discovered this week. It's a rarity. One of those rare groups that you can't find on Spotify.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, and if anybody deserves to be on there, man, I think they should be on there.
I can see how Tommy Stinson in particular would like this. I don't know if the replacements ever covered Slade, but I'm guessing they probably did at some point, right?
They must have.
It feels like it's right in their wheelhouse,
they
right?
They probably had a ton of Slade songs that they covered. So Goodbye to Jane is one of my all-time favorite Slade songs. I don't know if you know that one.
I'm going to just fill in the story here based on what I think happened is Peter Jespersen probably gave them some Slade records at some point, don't you think?
Oh, I'm sure.
So listen to these. Yeah. Okay, the other one that Tommy picked was Marshall Crenshaw.
Yeah.
You Are My Favorite Waste of Time. You're mine.
Thank you.
All right, you familiar with that song?
Yeah, a little bit. How about you? I mean, when I think of the first Marshall Crenshaw album, that's not immediately the song that I think of.
It apparently was the B-side to Someday, Someway.
Someway, yeah, right.
And I don't know if it was on the album proper.
No, I think it was later added to reissues and things. Right. But yeah, originally it was a B-side. So it's really interesting. I mean, when I think of a Marshall Crenshaw like pop song, I would say it's got to be Someday, Someway or Cynical Girl or, you know,
Whenever
like
You're
that.
On My Mind.
Whenever You're On My Mind is another one. But this, you know, it's right in that classic Marshall Crenshaw mold of you know, his early years. It's got that lovely, you know, washing harmony there. It's really nice.
Yeah. It has a Everly Brothers feel to it, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Now, am I right in saying that Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs covered this on one of their albums? Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you are correct. Okay. And also, have you ever heard this cover of it?
You're my baby, you're my favorite waste of time.
Voice sound familiar?
Sounds like Ronnie Spector. Is it Ronnie Spector?
It does sound kind of like her, but no.
Okay, I'm in the wrong direction.
1983.
Okay.
Bette Midler.
Is it really? Gosh, I'm sorry, Ronnie.
Bette Midler.
That's funny.
That was a single that she released in 83. It was on the same album that had her cover of Beast of Burden.
Oh,
remember that?
I remember that. Yeah.
That era? Mm-hmm.
I like the intro with sort of the a cappella thing that started it out. That was kind of cool.
Isn't that funny?
It really
so,
is.
You know, Godspeed Marshall Crenshaw, man. You can write songs that get covered by a lot of different people.
Yeah.
But it
goes
to that sort of classic pop sensibility that he has, right?
Simplicity, like Tommy mentioned. Yeah. Now, do you hear Paul Westerberg's writing in both of those tunes just a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm,
and that whole thing. I mean, right there in the title, You're My Favorite Waste of Time. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of classic. You know,
Westerbergian
turn of phrase almost right there, right from the beginning.
Yeah, sure is.
Okay, so this was good. Those were two good picks.
Really nice.
We're going to take a little break. We're going to get one pick from a listener.
Okay.
Okay, Patrick, so while we're talking about perfect pop.
Yes, Jim.
Let's talk about a perfect podcast.
Yes.
That podcast would be Rock in the Suburbs, and in particular, you're going to want to come join us for a live event that we're having. That will be probably the most perfect in a way because you get to, you know, see us talking, right?
Yep.
But you also get to hear a live performance by a singer named Lisa Saeed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll do a little audience interaction too while we're there. I think we will.
Fabulous. Yeah. So, see what the folks have to say if they have any questions for Lisa or if they want her to play any special songs.
Yeah. Or, you know, ask us some questions or tell us about pop music. Well, we don't know. We'll kind of see where it goes from there.
Where is this event going to be held?
That will be at the Black Walnut Brewery in Leesburg, Virginia.
Okay.
We're rocking the suburbs.
Yep, absolutely.
And it'll be on Saturday, October 21st, starting at noon. We'll go to around 2. Maybe we'll push it. We'll see how things go.
Yeah, and hopefully I won't get served with a summons.
How can I even try to get by?
It's Perfect Pop Week.
Yeah.
We got a couple of great picks from Tommy Stinson,
celebrity selector. Yeah.
And now we're going to go to a listener pick. First up this week from the listener side is Curtis Ransom.
Okay, Curtis, thank you.
And I'm going to read his email where he picked a perfect pop song. First, he starts off saying, "Hi, kids." let me just start by saying, longtime fan, first time emailer. That may be the case when he emailed this. I think we've since read some others of his. That's how long we've been kind of sitting on this perfect pop
stuff. Collecting these, as we said. We kind of cleaned out the closet of perfect pop, and now we're
been
gonna
holding
be
these for a special week.
Yep.
So the perfect pop song was driving me crazy, he writes. There are so many good songs that fit that criteria. I decided I would look at one of my many playlists on Spotify.
Good idea.
I glanced at the first one, and my best guess told me an almost 16-minute version of Fire on the Mountain by the Dead was not going to be considered for this particular situation. So the next song I thought would be perfect. He suggests Coolidge by the Descendants off the 1987 album All.
Okay.
This song is sugar-coated, melodic, pop-punk nugget. Most perfect pop songs have a hook or two, but this one has a year's supply. Between the guitar riffs, the phrasing of the vocals, and the drumming, this puppy has got it all. Also, that bass, 2 exclamation points. Amazing. Love the podcast. Hope to hear it continue for a long time. Thanks for all you do for us music geeks. Regards, Curtis Ransom.
Thank you.
Familiar are you with the Descendants?
Mildly familiar. You know, they were kind of an early, I mean, think of, you know, listen to that and think of 1987, right? That's
right.
Really proto pop punk and really
right.
Proto emo. I mean, gosh, right. That sound launched 1,000 bands in one gigantic tour where the bands sound a lot alike.
Is that Blink 182?
Yeah, right. Or is that, you know, oh gosh, you could name 100 bands, you know, that sound like that, for sure.
Right. I would suggest, and Curtis, I think, said this, this is done really well.
Yeah, it really is.
The other thing, but picking up on what you just said, the Descendants were on SST at this time, and you can hear some elements of Black Flag in there.
Bit.
Definitely in the vocal delivery, I think, and the guitar lines,
yeah,
I think, a lot.
That one recurring riff is very much a Greg Ginn kind of a riff.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's almost like if Black Flag had tried harder to write, like, pop songs, this might be what it would sound
yeah,
like,
no,
right?
You're exactly right. If they went in the other direction from where they went later in their career. Yeah, very interesting. That's a great observation.
Yes.
And a great pick. Thank you, Curtis, for, number one, the nice words, and number two, unearthing that nugget. That really is. He said it very well in his email.
I agree.
It's a nugget. Yeah.
You don't need to say much more.
Yeah.
Descendants put out some really good records, though. And
yeah.
For anyone who's maybe a younger listener and really kind of grew up in the pop punk era of the 90s and 2000s,
yeah,
go back and check them out.
And check that out.
They had some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Proto. And stay away from Agent Orange while you're at it.
Oh, man, I like Agent
Just
Orange.
Just kidding.
It takes me back to college, so
yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm
no,
soft spot.
No, I'm kidding. Stay away from somebody.
They were one of the Orange County bands,
yeah,
right?
They were.
That
yeah.
sort of started that with this kind of surf rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Where were we here?
So
this is Rock in the Suburbs.
Yeah.
This is Perfect Pop Week. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And please, if you have a perfect pop song
please.
You would like to submit to be added to the playlist, we will do this again,
mm-hmm.
we promise. You can, first off, call our Suburban Party Line and leave a message. Later this week, you're going to hear some of the calls we have gotten,
yeah.
Perfect pop suggestions. The number is 612-440-1984. You can also email us, rock@suburbspod.com. Those are the two best ways for the perfect pop specifically,
yeah.
because you have a little time to sort of explain it. And that's what we're really looking for. It's
mm-hmm.
not just what is the song you like, but why.
Yeah.
Those are the two best ways. Facebook is also another good option. You find us at Suburbs Pod because you can leave a pretty lengthy comment.
Yep.
Twitter at Suburbs Pod is okay, but you might want to take up, and actually they're going to like 280 characters.
Yeah, if
now,
they go
right?
280, then it might be a better place.
So it might be
yeah.
okay. But even if not, just do it over maybe the course of like 2 or 3 tweets or DM us or something
right.
like that.
Now,
like I said, we really want to hear a little bit of explanation to be
right.
for us to feature you later.
If you really love Twitter, Just write it out in a document and like save it and take a picture of it and then post that as an image on Twitter. Some people do that. You know, another that's another way, to, way go. To do it.
So any of those things, it'll work. There's always, of course, to open up the window and yell.
Yes, that always works.
Do that too.
Or come over to Jim's house and knock on the door at any time and just tell
you
him.
You got to hear this song.
That's right.
And this is why.
Drag him out to your car and make him listen to the song on your stereo.
There you go. That'll work too. All right, so please listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Definitely want to hear it all this week. We have some other great selections coming up.
Great week.
And so I think with that, let's just get to tomorrow. Let's go to bed right now.
Excellent.
Come faster. All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
When the lights are out, when I hear you sigh, let me feel your warm breath on my neck, you make me hit the sky. When the lights are out, when the lights are out, when the lights are out, when the lights are out.
Slade can never be too loud, man.